It's time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And we have with us in studio, we have the lovely Miss Joni. And Joni, good morning. How are we doing today?
Well, I am doing great, Tom. And you?
Well, I tell you what, I'm on the right side of the grass, so I think that's a good thing. Now, Miss Elmore, what
have we
got going
on? I have to think about that one.
Now, you're with the literacy services there at our library.
Yes.
And you've been busy. You had a lot of things going on.
Really? And I was here about a month ago.
Yeah.
And we were talking about a specific part of our program, but I wanted to come back and tell everybody about literacy services. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm going to take just a few minutes to tell people a little bit about the VISTA program as well, because that is who I actually work for. I am actually an employee of the United States government.
I'll be darned.
And I am placed at the Bartlesville Public Library to help bring capacity and build it and let people in our community know what programs that we have available to improve the life of individuals that are Americans within our state. And the VISTA program was started by President Clinton back in the late 1980s. It might have been early 1990s. Mm-hmm. And the idea was to actually increase the amount of volunteers from our country into certain states to help with programs that could not really fully afford another employee to increase their capacity and help people to know and understand what they do. So basically, we're assigned to 501c3s. And it's a little bit different in our group at the Bartlesville Public Library because, you know, the Bartlesville Public Library is a city entity.
It is.
But we actually work for the Oklahoma Department of Libraries, which is just a little bit different. And we are a literacy program that is placed within the Bartlesville Public Library. So in our own way, we're separate, but we're unified. We have the same purposes, and on the second floor of the Bartlesville Public Library is the Literacy Services Department. And it's my job to help bring awareness in our community, especially to people who are underserved, may not have an opportunity or an ability to change it and increase their lifestyle on their own.
Well, this is amazing, the more you know. Now, I remember hearing that term VISTA when I was a younger fella, and I just couldn't place it. Thank you very much for clearing that up there. And it's nice to know that we have your services here in Bartlesville so that we can, like you said, be independent but yet unified.
Actually, we work for the Corporation of National Community Service for the United States of America. And if you understand VISTA, then you will understand the Peace Corps and the Retired Senior Volunteer Corps. So it is a group of people within the United States who works to help bring awareness in a more of a volunteer capacity.
Got it.
I'm not fully a volunteer. I am remunerated, but I do work, you know, as with volunteers and building volunteers and getting volunteers, people to come in and say, I want to share this part of my life with this organization because I have something to offer that organization.
Wow. That's good. Good matches.
Yeah. It's absolutely wonderful.
It is. Well, thanks for bringing that to light and reminding folks who may have forgotten what that's all about. That's really nice.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
What else we have going on down there?
Okay. Well, in the Literacy Services Division, we actually, and I've talked to people about this before, we teach remedial English or reading to those people who may have fallen behind in their reading skills. 23% of Americans cannot read properly. And 43% of Oklahomans are on a basic level or below basic level in their reading skills. This is something people do not realize. That's 1 in 5 adults in the United States may not be able to read, and you may not know it.
Wow. That is incredible.
Right.
Do we have, if folks maybe are a little concerned, do you have some type of testing or something like that?
Well, like an inquiry or whatever? Absolutely. In Oklahoma, we do have a third grade reading test, and if the children are not reading up to capacity by the third grade, there are all kinds of programs within our state that bring those children up to capacity and do not let them continue on without extra help. But not everybody who lives in Oklahoma was raised in Oklahoma or in our educational facilities. Mm-hmm. So these are different things that have happened over the course of a person's life. Maybe they moved around the country. Maybe their father worked in a type of business where they were in and out of different school programs.
That can disrupt your learning.
And they fell behind.
Yeah.
Or maybe within our state, they had a life in agriculture and they had to stay out of school to help at home. There are different kinds of things that cause that. Emotional trauma can cause that in people's lives, and even sickness in a child's mm-hmm. life can cause that, where they may have fallen behind even in their school programs, and then they devise these coping mechanisms that make everybody think they can read, but they can't.
Mm-hmm.
So we provide a private program, a one-on-one program for them, where they could say, they can come up privately and say, you know, I can't read very well, and I'm not getting the jobs that I want. And we help them with a private tutor, and it's completely private, one-on-one.
Confidential, yeah.
Confidential. So that's the name of our game. And then maybe people aren't aware that over 10.8% of Oklahomans do not speak English as their first language. Now, that is actually a statistic that was gathered back in the 2013 census.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can imagine how things have changed, there's probably been about a 50% increase in non-English speakers in our state.
Well, this is an attractive state, and everybody around the world wants to come to Oklahoma. I can understand it.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, it is.
I'm very proud of our ELL program, which we call English Language Learners, because we take those skills that the student may have, and we build on that and help them to learn to speak English better, conversationally, and even grammatically. Teaching them on their level, we learn, teach them how to speak English and let them learn at a pace that is comfortable for them. So it's really wonderful. We have people from every nation coming up to the Bartlesville Public Library on the second floor, learning to speak English. And then, of course, one of our goals is to catapult them, if they are already not, we want to catapult them into wanting to become a United States citizen.
That's nice.
Right, right. There have been some wonderful things about citizenship that people would like to know and probably don't know. You have to be a permanent resident of the United States for 5 years or married to someone who is a permanent resident for 3 years. Then you have to make application to become a citizen. And the testing that is done to become a citizen has to completely be done in English. You have to have your fingerprints taken. We call that biometrics. You have to make application. You have to pass all kinds of history and civics testing that most Americans do not know the answers to.
I was going to say, these freshly minted U.S. citizens often come away far more familiar with how everything works in the history of our nation than those of us who are native to the U.S.
Absolutely. But you know that they cannot accomplish that without the basic English skills that they need to have to get through the testing process.
So that's number one.
Number one. And that's what we do on a one-to-one basis. I would like to just interject that during the COVID-19 crisis, we have had some struggles with being allowing our tutors and our students to get together in our library. We have had to basically work it out a different way.
I understand.
Because, you know, we've been trying to keep our tutors and our students well. So we have these wonderful people who are doing it on Zoom. Can you imagine? So we have some students and tutors who have really only met each other on the computer. But we're going to resume one-on-one communication and tutoring very, very soon. We're excited about that. But we don't have an exact date to tell everybody about.
Oh, okay. So we'll keep that under wraps for a while until we get things confirmed. And then we'll be happy to just broadcast it out there for everybody.
Absolutely. There you go. Absolutely. So we're always looking for new tutors, and that's what I came and talked to everybody about in August. And I have a couple of new ones, and it has been wonderful. The energy that a new tutor brings to our program and the excitement and the enthusiasm that a new learner brings to our program, because they want to learn and we want to teach.
Well, there you go. And that combines nicely.
Absolutely. So most people don't know about that. And in the second half of our discussion here, I want to talk about an area that we're very efficient and proficient in our literacy services department, and that is health literacy.
Okay. That is something that I'd be paying close attention to these days.
Well, you might be a statistic, Tom. Did you know that Oklahoma ranks 50th in the United States in health literacy? That is not first place.
No, that's...
That's last place. Yeah. And how in the world did that happen to Oklahomans?
Good old-fashioned home cooking and ease and comfort of the modern-day world. Be two combinations.
Right. Yeah. I think maybe one of our biggest failures, if it's a failure, is that we're busy. And we are running through McDonald's and Wendy's, and there aren't as many healthy options in those type of restaurants.
Grab, go, run some more.
Right, right. And I am impressed sometimes in the drive-through restaurants that they do have some good options. But many times we're tempted to stray away from that and get a big old hamburger and a chocolate shake. And a supersized fries, right?
Well, yeah.
Well, that kind of eating, let's say, has been a part of the problem in our state and other states all over the country. So you talked about good old-fashioned home cooking.
Yep.
We try to increase people's awareness and desire to cook in their homes again.
Eat your own food is what a doctor told me about 10 days ago. Eat your own food, stuff that's brought into your home that you prepare. That way you know what's in it.
Absolutely. There's, you know, we don't go intensely deeply into the medical side.
Sure.
But we always capitalize and tell people about fats and starches and the omegas and the good omegas and the grains and all of the things that make us healthy. Mm-hmm. And we offer cooking programs that really help people to get interested in being in the kitchen again. Now, that's not all that easy all the time, because most times the husband and the wife work. And so it has to be a little bit of a unity approach.
Team. Got to build that team in the kitchen.
Team approach. And trying to get everybody on board can be difficult as well.
Oh, buddy.
Especially if you have a teenager, right?
13. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I don't think they love anything more than a hamburger, fries, and a chocolate shake.
Oh, no. That's top of the list right there.
Right. So some of those things that we did as kids that we thought were innovative, like running through the drive-thru, has, through the generations, shown to be a negative part of our health issues. And now in the senior section of our life, which I hate to admit that I might be there.
Mm-hmm. You might have company, Joni.
You're my company, right?
Yeah.
Then we start to see that we have health issues.
Yeah.
Heart problems. Diabetes, the things that are really, really silent killers. So we are trying to offer some wonderful things for people to be interested in, to see how to cook properly. And we have, you let me know when we need to stop. Just raise your hand.
Oh, no, we're ready to go. We still got another 6 or 7 minutes.
Because I'll just keep going.
I know. Joni does not run out of words. She knows a lot of them.
Well, because
there are a lot to talk about.
I represent such a wonderful program.
You bet.
But on the first Tuesday of every month, mm-hmm. we have Something's Cooking with Susan.
Something's Cooking with Susan.
Now, that is Susan Miller, and she was the owner of the Rolling Pin Restaurant.
Got it.
Let me tell you, that woman can cook, and she can cook wonderful foods. One of the things that she advocates and that we love about her style of cooking mm-hmm. is that she teaches us how to cut corners so that it's easy. And she also teaches us the gadgets that you need to have in your kitchen to make it easy.
Okay.
And sometimes that can be, an investment, but the quicker you can get it done if you're working, the better it is. And the more things you have to make that preparation easy for you causes you not to cut those corners and end up doing the drive-through on the way home,
gotcha.
Right?
Yeah.
So she is really great about that. She also teaches people how to save food and save on foods, how they can repurpose their leftovers and make it happen on a second meal. It seems like in my family, there's only a few leftovers. I think that one of the things that we need to do probably is watch our portions. Mm-hmm. She talks about that as well. But the food choices are just so excellent.
I like that. I like having the options. But I know what you mean about food portions. What happens, especially in my age and stuff like that, you raise 6 kids, you only got 1 left at home, you're still cooking for an army, and it's only 3 people.
Well, I can really relate to that.
And you got to retrain yourself for how much you really need to prepare.
I really can relate to that. And but it's not necessarily in our home an army of food, mm-hmm. but we do want to have the quality of food that we can have. And in our family, we have people that like to eat differently. One of the members of our family is fully vegan. Others need more protein in their diets, mm-hmm. and are still eating meat. Some people in our family watch the carbohydrate level. So if you're the cook, you've got to be pretty creative to get enough vegetables and yet prepare a meal that might have good lean meats and still not have as many carbohydrates as they don't need.
So it's a little bit more than just heating something up and throwing it on the table. There's some thought and some preparation. But as you say, our instructors make it easy.
They really do.
Yeah.
And of course, you don't want to skimp on anything. You want a balanced diet. And those basic food groups that we talked about back when we were in school are still there. We just might choose to eat them a little differently. Or there are some products out there in the grocery stores and whatever that help us with some of those bad fats and some of those bad carbs that we don't want to take in on a huge basis every day. We also have a wonderful cooking program, which is called Nourishing Knowledge by Jen, and that is a brand new cooking instructor that we have. Her name is Jennifer Cannaday.
Yeah.
She graduated from OSU, and she has an associate degree in culinary arts. And she was a cook at the Southern Hills Country Club. She was actually one of the pastry chefs. But she veers away a little bit from that because she has children at home and needs to have really healthy meals for them. And so she is showing us how to do really nourishing meals that are healthy, that are quick and easy and scrumptious.
Mm.
The first one she did was baked cod. And she's coming up with she likes to cook also a little bit on the gourmet side so that it's interesting. And she's got veggie frittatas and all kinds of noodles,
mm-hmm.
how to make your own noodles out of squash and, oh my goodness, all kinds of vegetables, which is going to be so much fun to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Because these things are not as hard as you might think, and they're not as time intensive as you might think.
Great. This is wonderful.
Yeah. You're interested in all this, aren't you?
Well, yeah. I kind of have to be now. Now, Joni, how can we find out more about these programs and more?
Well, I wanted to tell you that you can Google us on the Bartlesville Public Library website, And you want to go to the homepage because on the homepage you will see the descriptions of all of our classes, which include tons of free exercise classes.
Oh, good.
Absolutely. And you let me know when I can mention all those exercise classes.
Go for it. Let's do it here.
Okay.
Got a couple minutes.
We offer stretch and flow yoga, rev and flow, Zumba, kickboxing, gentle yoga, pound, and Tai Chi. Can you believe that potpourri of choices that you have?
There's going to be something there for virtually anyone.
Absolutely. And it's all free. And right now, we are partnering with the Bartlesville Community Center. And all of our classes are outside at the new Unity Square.
How nice is that? Fresh air is a bonus.
Oh, it's just been wonderful. And that's the way we have been able to fight against disease and having people doing exercise in an enclosed area. Mm-hmm. And they have been so well attended, and everything is free. Now, our cooking classes are done on the Bartlesville Public Library Literacy Services Facebook page.
Good.
I get to commentate those shows, and they are so much fun. And I've learned so much about cooking. My family's really happy.
Oh, I bet they are.
But we just have such a wonderful program on on the second floor. And as soon as we're fully open back in that area, we want people to come up and see us. And because our classes will once again be offered inside. And our cooking classes will be able to have people that attend them and watch the demonstrations, which are so much fun. And we give a little taste of everything to our crew and our crowd. So when that all comes to pass, we'll let you know, and you can get on your bullhorn and tell everybody the second floor of the Bartlesville Public Library is back open. Now, if somebody just tuned in and you think it is right now, it is going to be.
Going to be. So keep your fingers crossed that that'll be sooner rather than later.
Absolutely.
All right, Joni, I want to thank you very much for being on board here with us today. Again, some contact information, just Google?
Yes, just Google Bartlesville Public Library.
You'll get it.
Look on the homepage and you will see a listing. And there's also a little listing on the left side of the homepage that says At a Glance. And it has all of the exercise classes for each week.
I've seen that.
And you can also at any point in time call 918-338-4179. And any of the lovely ladies in the Literacy Services Department will be glad to give you any information that you would like.
Thank you, Joni. Appreciate it.
Tom, thank you for letting me come back again.
Oh, you're always welcome. We've got more coming up right here on K1.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too